This is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and we're going to get you started with some local news. The Bad Axe Police Department says a recent traffic enforcement effort led to 24 citations during a 5-hour operation focused on some of the city's busiest roadways. Police say officers targeted traffic concerns on Thursday, May 21st, that were along North Van Dyke Road through the Business District, as well as East and West Huron Avenue. Extra attention was also given to the school zone near Bad Axe Middle School on South Van Dyke Road. According to Chief Sean Weber, officers conducted 24 traffic stops and issued 24 citations. Most involved hands-free driving violations, accounting for 14 tickets. Police also cited 6 drivers for speeding, including 3 in the school zone, along with 2 improper lane use violations and 2 seatbelt infractions. The department says the enforcement initiative comes after 2 recent injury crashes in the North Van Dyke business corridor, with investigators saying both crashes involved drivers failing to yield, leaving 5 people injured. While speed was not considered a factor in those incidents, police say speeding continues to increase crash severity and injury risk. Officers also reminded drivers that center turn lanes are not intended for travel or merge use, warning motorists can be ticketed for improper lane use. Bad Axe Police say similar traffic enforcement details will continue at different locations throughout the city in the upcoming weeks. As our police are working to keep us safe, let's help keep them safe and slow down, pay attention, and give them space. It's not just recommended, it's the law. And Nathan Matthew Ledger entered a not guilty plea in Huron County District Court to a misdemeanor charge of engaging the services of a prostitute. The alleged offense occurred on November 11th of 2025. Judge Ferris set key dates for the case, with prosecution having to provide a plea offer and all discovery by June 6th of this year. A plea cutoff hearing is scheduled for July 2nd at 9 a.m., which Mr. Ledger must attend in person. This date also marks the deadline for any plea agreements or motions. Bond for Ledger remains at $3,500 with 10% posted. Conditions include standard requirements and all terms of his existing Department of Corrections probation. He advised the court that he will retain new legal representation promptly. And police say officers were conducting a traffic stop near South Washington Avenue and Weber Street around 12:15 a.m. in Saginaw when they heard multiple gunshots coming from a nearby party store parking lot. Responding officers found a man with a gunshot wound at the scene. He was treated by emergency crews and taken to a local hospital where he later died. Investigators say a second shooting victim later arrived at the hospital in a private vehicle. That man is reported to be in stable condition. The case is being investigated as a homicide by the Saginaw Police Department and detectives with the Michigan State Police Major Case Unit. Authorities say no arrests have been made and the investigation remains ongoing. Anyone with information is encouraged to contact Saginaw Police at 989-759-1289 or Crime Stoppers at 1-800-422-5245. And that was your local news. We'll be right back with some national and international.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. As an actor and a director, I attend a lot of screenings, but there's one that's different. It's important, and it could save your life. A lung cancer screening. You know, I lost my mom to lung cancer when she was just 68 years old. That's Jennifer. Screenings help diagnose lung cancer early when it's most treatable, even curable. A quick low-dose CT scan is all it takes. GoTo for lung cancer is your go-to. Visit goto.org.
And we are back with your national and international news. The Department of Homeland Security issued an internal operations alert regarding a popular online parody website designed to mimic an official federal tip portal. The website, created by a well-known digital comedian, utilizes satirical forms that closely mirror legitimate government infrastructure. Federal officials expressed concern that the satirical platform could potentially cause public confusion or siphon critical operational data away from actual reporting systems. The creator of the website defended the project as protected creative expression, sparking a broader discussion on digital satire boundaries. And the city of Arlington, Texas, launched its annual Dreamfest event on Friday evening, coinciding with the community's official 150th anniversary celebration. The three-day block party is taking place at the Levitt Pavilion, featuring free live music, local vendors, and family activities to celebrate the city's historical milestone. The opening night was headlined by iconic Motown-inspired performances, drawing thousands of residents to the downtown district. Municipal organizers noted that the event is designed to celebrate local cultural history while boosting foot traffic for downtown businesses over the holiday weekend. And in international news, the government of Laos announced a major upgrade to its sovereign financial ecosystem on Friday by enabling secure monetary transactions through mainstream messaging platforms. The digital initiative connects local bank accounts and existing mobile wallets directly to digital communication networks. The central bank stated that creating an integrated digital payment ecosystem will drastically lower transaction barriers for small businesses and rural populations. The project represents a key milestone in the nation's long-term strategy to digitize its domestic economy and improve financial inclusion. And the government of Laos also formally ratified a 10-year National Tiger Recovery Action Plan on Friday to protect its critically endangered indigenous wildlife populations. The environmental strategy focuses heavily on the restoration of degraded forest habitats, the replenishment of natural prey populations, and the implementation of anti-poaching enforcement. A key component of the conservation framework involves strengthening transboundary monitoring and intelligence collaboration with neighboring Thailand. Environmental agencies hope the coordinated regional effort will successfully suppress illegal wildlife trafficking networks across shared borders. And that was your news for this hour, but you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere, for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more.
And this is